everyone. Welcome back to another beautiful episode. Obviously, an incredibly beautiful day. We are here in nature, bringing you massive value. Can you feel the value? Can you hear the sounds? I'm just fucking with you. But that dude, y'all know who that is. What's his name? His name, Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart. Let's go back in time. There was a time I listened to that Ralph Smart guy. And what he shared with me about being vegan changed my life. I had heard about being vegan. I had known what veganism is, but I didn't really think it was for me. Now, I learned about him in 7, 8 years later, wow, almost 10 years later, I am a full grown vegan. Fully grown, baby. Nothing you say or do or show me is gonna remove me off of this vegan path. So, why did I choose to become a vegan? I get asked this question a lot. Literally, almost every person that learns I'm vegan, I know the two questions they're gonna ask me. How long and what made you do it? Well, I am humbly delighted to be able to share with you that I became a vegan to invoke discipline in my own life. Discipline. It was not for health. It was not for a slimmer, trimmer body. It was for none of that. It had nothing to do with my physical self. When I chose to stop eating meat and dairy, that was to invoke discipline into my life. Now, you might say, didn't you have some sense of discipline? I had enough for who I was at the time that I made that choice. But for who I was to become, I was not even close to the amount of discipline I needed. I wasn't close in the acting on that discipline as I needed to be to get to where I wanted to go. So I said, you know, I think if I can force myself to not eat something that I love at the time, I loved meat. I could not eat a meal. A little bug landed on me. You see me over here flicking it off. I couldn't go one meal, not kidding, that didn't have protein. Protein. Chicken, beef, fish, pork. I ate it all. When I shared, in fact, I ate so much meat that when I shared with my people, my family, my tribe, I shared with them, I said, I'm done eating meat. They said, ha ha ha, you're so funny. I said, I'm done eating meat. They said, ha ha, you're so funny, Kai. Oh my God, come on, eat this chicken. Here's a drumstick. You feel better now? No, I'm done eating meat, you guys. I'm done. I'm seriously done. They're like, what the heck is going on? Why did you, what? You? Makaisha, seriously? Like, how are you going to do that? You know so-and-so tried it and they're already eating meat again. You know so-and-so did and look at them, right? I couldn't allow those things to stop me from my own path. And I encourage you not to let anyone stop you. But people were shocked. I was shocked. But I said, yep, that's it. I'm done. Done. No more. No more meat. And then I failed. I had one last dinner cooked for me. It was the best. I remember that dinner. I can still taste it. It was so good. I said, all right, this will be my last meat dinner, meat meal for life. And it was. But 6 months later, keep in mind, this is 8, 9 years ago, guys. We didn't have Beyond Meat and Impossible Burgers and plant-based fish fillet and jackfruit. Well, there was jackfruit, but we didn't know what the heck jackfruit was. No one knew what a lion's mane mushroom was. Come on. We were in a time where if you went vegan, beans, rice, bread, pasta, what else? Come on, give me something. Obviously vegetables, right? Vegetables and fruits, okay? Tells you where my priorities are. Vegetables and fruits. That's it. No meat alternatives. Nothing that actually like has a consistency of meat. Oh wait, tofu. We had some tofu, boo. We had tofu, tempeh, and soy. But we didn't have anything like what we're experiencing in today's world. So I was malnourished for like 4 to 6 months. I was eating anything that would fill my belly up because, again, I wasn't doing it for the health purposes, right? I was doing this for discipline. So I still wanted food that was gonna fill me up, keep me fat and happy, but I couldn't find it. So as time moved on, I said, man, I gotta eat something that's gonna give me some type of energy, nutrition. So I thought. So I went back to eating fish, ate fish for about 3 to 4 months. And then once I had all the fish that I could possibly eat, all the sushi and salmon and tuna and yum, 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 cod and yellowtail and crab and lobster. See, I still like that stuff, guys. Don't get me wrong. But once I had as much as I could take, right? People on seafood diets don't last very long. And if you do, congrats. Because seafood is hard to just eat all the time. I stopped eating the seafood and I said, all right, let me at least have a little bit of dairy, you know? So I switched out of seafood into dairy products. I was able to eat as many muffins and donuts and cupcakes and cookies and ice cream as my heart desired. And then 2 years later, it wasn't even that long actually, it was like a year later, I was finally done with the dairy. So I made a whole transition in order to get to where I am today. But it started with me choosing discipline. Now, you may not hear that a lot, right, from people, because people aren't necessarily out here choosing what they eat in order to correct their thinking. You might say, well, I did start to eat these things or take these vitamins or put this in my body so that my mentality, my brain could function faster. But that's not what I mean, because that's valid, but that's using the food, thinking the food's gonna do something to your body that's gonna make you act a certain way. My perspective, my choice that I made, and it's not like, oh, I'm so special, like, oh my God, Makaja thought of this thing that no one else thought of. I just realized this like 2 months ago, why I even chose to become vegan. It clicked. I said, finally, all those poor people I just like told whatever to, yeah, I don't know, I just thought I liked it, because that was really it. Like, when I chose to become vegan, it was like, I need to do something different with my life. I gotta get my life on track. But throughout that time, it taught me discipline. So now I understand I really chose it for the discipline. I didn't know it at the time, but I knew at the time I had to get my ass on track. So again, it could have been anything. I could have started working out more to create more discipline. I could have started working at a different place that was gonna maybe put me in a more accountable state of being, where I had to be accountable for the actions I took. Because in the place I was, I didn't really have to be. Could do anything I wanted and no repercussions. That's why I wasn't disciplined. So I'm sharing this with you because there's something in your life that you're choosing for a reason that you don't really realize yet. I'm sharing this with you because if you keep choosing it, even though you don't really know why, because I really didn't know why I was vegan. I was like, I'm not doing it for the food. I love meat. I'm not doing it for my health. I'm fine. And it clicked. So you don't know why you're doing something right now. You don't know why God has you on this path, why God gave you that inspired action to take. You don't know why you feel a certain way about something and it just feels right to you. But one day you will. And you'll look back and say, thank God. I didn't just give up on it because I didn't understand the why. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. This is always my favorite thing to do. I may start putting out more than one podcast per week. Just keep in mind, I'm sure you've noticed on the YouTube videos, they're different. The editing's different. Intros fade in, fade out, blah, blah, blah. Upgrading it. With that comes time. So until I get faster, I will probably stick with one a week. But my true goal is to have more than one podcast per week, at least two episodes dropped a week. Now, there will be two lanes in which to find these episodes. One will be public for everyone. The other one will be more of a paid subscription. Where you subscribe, you get the exclusive deep dives on some of these topics that I bring out on the surface here. So please, take a minute. Take a breath. And go be great. This has been Makaija. Mind is matter and direct sunlight, baby. Be the sun, not its rays.